This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful that because of God's grace and mercy that we're still here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves. I need your mighty hand today, tonight, just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Look upon us in here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Like deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul, if there's any sin there, so you may be cleansed, we just check it out. I should have put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west, in the name of Jesus. I should have me behind Calvary's cross and run these lips of clay, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful because you, precious Father, you are a God that sits high. But look, Lord, you know it's all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful and thankful. This day and forevermore, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verses 27. And we also will be looking at the book of Luke, 22, verses 31 through 34. And the word of God reads in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass that in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, and the word says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith faileth not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Peter said unto Jesus, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And Jesus said unto Peter, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt deny that thou shalt three times deny that thou knewest me. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. This next few minutes, amen, if I may, with the Lord's help, praying that, asking to pray for us and with us here tonight with Prophetess Lisa M. Tebow and myself, as we are the under shepherd overseers of Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. We are so grateful and thank God for having this opportunity through the use of the internet to come forth and bring forth his word here tonight. Amen. God looks over his word to perform it. Matter of fact, he looks over his word. He goes to and fro looking to see if there's anyone that's there to believe his word, because his word will not return to him void. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. We want to talk about tonight, the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. The word anointing means to apply. In the Old Testament, they would anoint you by applying oil on your forehead. Or the chief priest would come and pour oil on you to consecrate you, set you apart for to be used for God. Here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 27, and it says, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, glory, and honor belongs to him. For some reason, the phone dropped the call, but we are thankful and grateful that we are able to continue. Again, here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verses 27, the word says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The question may be asked here tonight, what is a spiritual yoke? A yoke is a spiritual bondage, and it can limit, it can control and hold your progress in life in captivity. So people of God, a yoke is a spiritual difficulty that has limit liability on one's progress in life. A yoke is, for an example, a yoke is during Jesus' time, when he gave the spiritual definition, he was talking about spiritual yoke on a spiritual basis that kept you in bondage, that kept you bound to the things of the devil. We know as human beings that we were born in sin, that we took upon the nature of sin. Even while we were created in our mother's womb, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, sin entered the earth. Sin is unrighteousness in the eyes of God. So all unrighteousness in God's eyes is considered to be sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. So tonight, again, we are talking about the anointing breaks the yoke, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit, will break the yokes over a believer's life. People of God, again, a yoke is a spiritual difficult that has placed limitation on one's progress in life. For a child of God, it can stop you from progressing in the things of God. So we as Christians have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, which can break us free from any yoke of captivity and set us free. Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, the freedom to flow. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Bible also goes on a little bit further to let us know, therefore there is no condemnation to them that are led by the Spirit of God and not by the flesh. I paraphrased it. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, it talks, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Here, Jesus is letting us know for us to get to know him and to be yoked with him. Bible says, if my word abide in you, you shall ask, and I abide, if my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. So in order for us to be yoked with Jesus, we have to come to him just the way we are. Turn around from the floor, give our life to Christ, and let God know how sorry we are for our sin, to repent of it, and to do what thus says the Lord. So the anointing breaks the yoke in our lives. Jesus in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, he didn't fulfill the Old Testament, and he is carried over into the New Testament. He fulfilled the law, and he's the one. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So Jesus' yoke is an assurance of eternal life, and he will give us rest in our lives on every area and every side. Believers in Christ, whatsoever you are believing God for, mix it up with your faith so that you may walk this Christian journey looking onto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Here in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 1 says, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must seek the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Because Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So again, here the word of God talks about the anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks the yokes in our lives. So people of God, remember the devil knows that his time is short, and he is doing all that he can do to destroy God's people and to discourage them in their works for the Lord. So we have to beware of that. We have to be on alert, because we know that the devil, the accuser of the brethren, he's busy trying to bring separation, trying to bring chaos in time of peace. Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, for us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil as a roaring lion. He walking about seeking whom he may devour. Yes, the anointing of the Holy Ghost can break the spiritual yokes in your life. As we look around us in 2021, never in the history of mankind has there been so much sin abounding in the land on planet Earth. You see, Satan is like the enemy of Israel when we read about it in the book of Isaiah. If you read in Isaiah 51, Isaiah 10, chapter 10, you'll see where the devil, he tried all that he could to defeat the Jews. Yes, he wanted that particular nation, God's people, to bow down to him because he was going to walk all over them. He was going to use them all as his stepping block, as stepping stone to defeat the kingdom of God. Even now, 2021, the devil is still using schemes and trying to defeat God's people and God's work that is being done by God's people. So believers in Christ, all too often, God's people do just exactly what the devil wants them to do. We always have to be mindful of the fact that in John 10:10, the A clause of the verse says that the thief cometh not except for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You see, the devil is our adversary. The devil will come and torment you as a child of God. He'll try to get in your mind, in your ears, by saying and using negativity to discourage you. He'll use sayings such as this: you will never make it. You will never amount to anything, because you don't have what it takes to live for Jesus Christ. See, child of God, do you know that Satan knows how to use God, how to use God's own words against you as a child of God if you cannot discern his methods? That's why it's so important for us to study the word, to show ourselves approved one of God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. That's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill your temple, the temple where God abides in your life. See, Satan, he will twist the word of God until he can make you believe what he wants you to believe. He will try to water down God's truth. He will try to get you to compromise your stand for the Lord. So remember this, believers in Christ, that the only thing that can break the yoke is the anointing of the Holy Ghost in your life. So beloved, the devil had only one place in our lives as children of God. He has only one place in our lives to be, and that is under the feet of Jesus Christ, who lives inside of us. As followers of Jesus, we have to look on to him as being our set example. Jesus defeated the devil by using the word of God. You remember when he was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan? Bible says that he was led into, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. After Jesus had prayed and fasted for 40 days and he became hungry, surely the enemy, the devil, Satan, he came and tried to tempt Jesus to turn his stones into bread. But Jesus turned and looked at him and he said, without no hesitation, that man should not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. The flesh, at times, even we as believers in Christ, the flesh will get weak, but the Spirit is always willing to lead God and direct us in total truth. So people of God, we must stay focused and on our face before the Lord, seeking his face daily for direction for our lives, praying without ceasing. Yes, the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, it says that men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. Often, yes, the anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will break the yokes in our lives. You see, Satan will send the hounds of hell after you in order to try to fill your life, your heart, and your mind with every sin that hell can muster up. So, child of God, stay alert. Be on guard. I'm going to say it again for the believers, those that are listening in today, those that will be listening in tonight, and those that will be listening in a later date. Remember this. Always be mindful of Satan's tricks and schemes. Satan will send the hounds of hell after you as being a born-again believer in order to try to fill your life, your heart, and your mind with every sin that hell can muster up. So we as God's children must be on our guard, be alert, be on post to fight the devil of his schemes, yes, and his tricks. That's why the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. Child of God, you cannot stop the thoughts of sin from flashing through your mind no more than you can stop a bird from flying over your head. But believers of Christ, you don't have to dwell on the thoughts that Satan brings to you. If you as a child of God are caught up in sin and it gripped your heart, there's only one remedy for you to do, and that is to fall on your face before God in repentance. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a God that sits high, but look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that is willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need. Yes, believer of Christ. Remember what Philippians 4:13 said, that I can do all things through Christ who is strengthening. So bless you tonight. And you have fallen short. You have missed the mark of God in Christ Jesus. Just go on your face. Fall on your knees. Get before God. Repent of your sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Yes? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Believers in Christ, we need the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit in order to overcome the onslaught of hell's attack. Yes, we need the baptism in the Holy Ghost if we are going to be a warrior in God's army and to clean up all the sins in our lives. Yes, this is not a game. It's a survival motives in order to survive with the devil. He's trying to plan against you. But we thank God for our big brother, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who makes a way out of no way. He reminds us in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, we have a purpose to complete while we're here on earth. Yes, we have a ministry that God has entrusted us with. In order to complete it, we need God's help because he reminds us of his word. We can't do nothing without his help. We need him early in the morning, at noonday, even in the midnight hour. Our God promises never to leave us, nor forsake us. Those words should give us encouragement to keep going forward in the things of God. Don't give in. Don't give up. The God that we serve has provided us with a mandate to bring God the anointing and the yoke Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Indeed, we need him 24/7. Hallelujah, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. He's so much a good God, he woke you up this morning. He woke me up this morning. Amen, we're still here in the land of the living. We thank God that we're on top of the ground not on top of us. Amen, amen. So again, tonight we are talking about the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing of God, of the Holy Spirit, breaks the yoke in our lives as believers in Christ. So that's why it's so very important, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, for us to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. Again, child of God, for a reminder, you cannot stop the thoughts of sin from flashing through your mind, no more than you can stop a bird from flying over your head. But child of God, you don't have to dwell on the thoughts that Satan brings to you. If you as a child of God are caught up in sin and it grips your heart, it makes you feel sorry for what you have done. There is only one remedy for you to do, and that is to fall on your face before God in repentance. Again, well reminded in the book of 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Also, when we look at the book of Isaiah 1, verse 18, it says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So believers in Christ, you need the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit in order to overcome the onslaught of Satan's attack. Yes, we all, as God's children, need the filling of the Holy Spirit on a continuous basis if we are going to be a warrior in God's army and to clean up all of the sin in our lives. Yes, every sin that so easily besets you must be dealt with in order to be an overcomer in your walk with Christ. Believer in Christ, it is not in your own ability in order to talk that matters. It is not your willingness to be. It is your willingness to be a vessel in the army of God, to be used by him. It is not your power of persuasion that will make the difference, but it is the anointing of the Holy Ghost within you that will break the yokes of sin in the heart of the unbeliever. So we as believers in Christ, God desires to use us to be a blessing to others. That's why we must go beyond the four walls of a building into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. Yes, believe it, beloved, the anointing of the Holy Ghost breaks the yoke over people's lives. People of God, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost in order to break that yoke of an uncommitted life. Yes, you can make all the difference. Yes, you can. You can make all the resolution you want, even from the beginning of 2021. You can make all the vows to God that you want to make, but nothing will happen until you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost in your heart and life, which shall bring the victory, the spiritual victory that you need in your life. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 reminds us and says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You see, Satan, demon powers of hell, have invaded every part and area of life. Even today, in 2021, child of God, when we look around, you cannot pick up many books outside of the Bible anymore where you do not run the risk of being confronted with sexual immorality, drugs, and violence. You cannot turn on your computer or even get on the internet without running a risk of getting caught up in a flood of pornography that will try to clutter your mind and want to destroy your own living soul. That's how corrupt our society in 2021 is at this age and times that we are living in. Here the Bible says in Isaiah 59, verse 19, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The question may be asked, what is that standard? What is it that will drive back the powers of hell from our heart, our lives, our minds, our ears, and our eyes? Behold, beloved, it is the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will break yokes of sin and lift up the blood-stained banner of the cross of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are victorious when our lives is lining up with God's will in our lives. When we fall short or when we get weak, Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 30, those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, it is the blood, the power of the blood of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in our lives as believers in Christ that will bring victory in life. Bible says that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You see, the anointing will break the yoke. What a blessing. Again, we are reminded, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing of the Spirit of God, according to Isaiah 10, verse 27. In that day, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost comes in the hour that we finally, when we finally get filled with the power of God, in that same moment, we are induced with the power to overcome. That is the time when the burden of sin in our lives shall be lifted. That is the time when the weights that have caused us to stumble and fall in the race of life will fall away. All of this will happen because of the anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks the yoke in our lives. Yes, believers, we will be able to lift up our heads up high, and your steps will be quicker and lighter because of the freedom of being able to flow in God's Holy Spirit. Yes, God is an awesome God. He's a God of many chances. So remember this, beloved, that a yoke is something that places the destiny of a man or woman in the hands of the enemy. We know again that our enemy is not people, but our enemy is the devil. The devil, he is the one. He's the thief that come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will break the yokes in our lives as believers of Christ. In Christ, sin is the fastest killer of any vision and destiny. You cannot advance when you are not in the place of your assignment. People of God, remember this always. When you, as a child of God, cannot discover the purpose of God for your life, then you are and you will live a life of limitation. Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And that is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Yes, man that was born of woman is full of trouble. But he that was born of God overcometh the world. So, beloved, don't let today's success deprive you of tomorrow's glory, every yoke of limitation in your life. Do it through prayer and fasting and by using the name of Jesus. Because in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Yes, this year that we are in, the year of 2021, could be a year of multiple restoration and unparalleled favor in the name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. So remember, the anointing of the Holy Ghost can break the yokes in your life. Here, again, when we look at the book of Luke 22, we see, for an example, where Jesus foretold Peter to now. Jesus let Peter know here in Luke 22:31. Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desire to have you. Satan has desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, fail it not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And Peter, again he said unto Jesus in verse 33, "Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both in prison and in death." And Jesus said unto Peter, "I tell thee, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before thou shalt three times deny that thou knowest me." Here, sometimes, even we as believers in Christ, even now in 2021, we claim to be strong in the Lord. We claim to be followers of His. We claim to be Christians by taking the label of being a Christian, a man or woman of God. But the truth be told, there's areas in our lives that we are still in the process, that God is still working on us. There is so much comfort in these words of knowing that when Jesus told Peter that Satan had desire to happen, that he may accept him as we gave the reassurance to Peter. And he said, "I have prayed for you that thy faith faileth not." Faith plays a key. Faith, remember what faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So knowing this, knowing what Jesus told Peter, is that he prayed for him, that his faith fail not. See, our faith will be tried. It will be put to the test. But the Bible gives us comforting word when it says, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Count it joy, because in your own strength, you can't overcome. But in God's help and in God's strength, all things are possible for them that believe." You see, Satan has to ask God for permission to try to sift any believer like we. Yes, believers of Christ, Satan must get permission before attacking you. Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 6, it tells us, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress." Believers in Christ, Satan is always trying to touch on your weaknesses in your life. He will not attack you at the strongest when you are strong. He'll attack you at the weakest place in your life. So we must understand how vital and essential prayer is. So prayer on a daily basis is needed. Also prayer and fasting. Because you remember when they approached Jesus to tell him about his disciples, when they couldn't rebuke the spirit out of the young boy, Jesus said, bring him on to me. Jesus rebuked the spirit. The demon spirit came out of the man. Jesus said unto the disciples, this time, come out only through prayer and fasting. So next time when you are tempted of the devil, remember what Jesus told Satan. That's what Jesus told Peter, that Satan was coming after him to sift him as wheat. Because of Peter, proud of trusting in his own strength, he failed the test, which opened up a door and gave Satan the permission to come after him. Pride opened that door. Thought comes before a fall and haunted it. Spirit comes with pride coming before destruction and a haunted spirit before a fall. My brothers and sisters in Christ, remember that the anointing of the Holy Ghost brings the yoke in your life as a believer in Christ. Well, bless God. We thank God for the teaching tonight. As we bring it to the end, we just say amen and amen to it.
God bless you. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them join you to listen to us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless.